Hi, this is Heather Ashamar, and this is a quick recording to help us to stand in our own sense of pleasure and give ourselves permission to play, even when those around us are suffering or really struggling. So closing your eyes, I'm just going to take 5 minutes to shift our state. Just let yourself do a good exhale. So exhaling out, letting everything go. And using your imagination to visualize yourself someplace really beautiful. Someplace out in nature, and it may be someplace you've been many times before, or someplace that you've seen a photograph of or dreamt about. But use your imagination to build out this scene of a really beautiful, lush place that fills your heart. It may be the beach, it may be the mountains, it may be a meadow. Imagine yourself walking through this landscape, and then up ahead you see a circle. And that circle may be a circle of stones, or a circle of trees, or a circle in the sand. But imagine that you step into that circle, and that circle is your energy. It's your physical body, it's your mental body, it's your emotional body. So it's a representation of all the aspects of yourself, mind, energy, emotions, and body. And imagine at the center of this circle, there's a little fire. And that fire is yours to tend. That's your fire. And just notice in your imagination if your inner fire, if that flame of your creativity and passion and yes, if that fire looks bright or if it feels dampened. So just get really curious about that fire, that inner fire. If it feels really bright, if it feels steady, if it feels scattered or diffused in any way. So being curious about that inner fire. And asking that inner fire, your own inner fire, what does it need? What does it need to burn bright and steady for you? So maybe you need to gather your coals in and blow on them a little bit to create a steady fire. Or maybe even to put a little bit of water on that fire just to dampen it down if it's too hot. Or maybe to blow with your awareness and your love, to blow into the embers to bring it back up to a good flame. So just being curious and noticing, what does your inner fire need now? And knowing that the circle around that fire is there to contain and support your inner fire, which is also connected to your pleasure and your play. And notice that as you tend to this fire, I want you to just open your awareness to feel that around you, always there is beauty, there is children being born and people falling in love and puppies and incredible sunsets. So there's always beauty around you and within you. As part of nature, you are also part of that beauty through your senses, through perceiving it through your senses. And that around you all the time, there's also great suffering. There's people that are struggling. There are people that are losing beloveds. There are people that are starving. There are people that are going through big health crises. And just notice that in the world, both of these things are always happening. There's always suffering and struggling in the world. And there's always birth and beauty and creation. So give yourself permission in your sacred space, this circle and this fire that is yours to tend, to honor other people's experiences, to not try and negate or fix to let what is at this time, and that you will listen deeply so that when you can offer a gift or when it's time to take action, you'll know. And that you have deep faith. Just feel that grounded, deep faith that everything is unfolding, that you can't fix or change other people's realities. What you can do is keep your fire bright so that you can be in service to share your light and your gifts. So let yourself breathe out any place you've taken on other people's suffering or a belief that you can't be happy if anyone is suffering. And in this sacred space together, we hold prayers that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be at peace, this beautiful Buddhist prayer. And that we tend to our inner fire, to our happiness and our peace, knowing that that light will shine out and help support others. Give yourself permission that it's okay for you to be in pleasure and play. And that in fact, the world is inviting you to stay connected to yourself, to all parts of yourself. Imagine that you bless the world with your love, with your gratitude, and that you come back to your task to tend this fire so that from a full, resourced, sustainable, joyful place, you can know where to take action. You can follow your passion. You can help change the world by listening to that inner fire, by listening to your own pleasure and joy, and to acting with love from that place. So let yourself stay in this beautiful surroundings in your imagination as long as you want to, and just rest and open to see what messages come to you in relationship with your own pleasure and sense of play in relationship to others. Just let yourself get quiet and listen to your deepest heart, staying here as long as is nourishing for you. Blessings.